The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, if the wind is blowing strongly, a tumbleweed will just get pushed around, east and west, north and south, all over. And tumbleweed has no real control of where it goes. It has a certain kind of freedom. There's no obstacles, maybe, to its going across the desert. But it's not in charge. So in the same way, if we don't... Then if another analogy would be like a redwood tree, like we have this big redwood tree out there, and it would stand in most big windstorms. Probably a hurricane would not take that redwood tree out. And it's really rooted and stable and has a firm base. It's solid. And it might sway in the wind, but it doesn't give to the wind. So it has a different kind of freedom. It is a freedom of not being pushed around. So in the same way, our minds can either be tumbleweed minds or they can be redwood tree minds. And we can have minds that are just kind of go left and right, up and down. Whatever the winds of the mind does, the mind just follows along, gets blown around. The mind has desire, and we're pursuing desires. The mind has aversions, we're pursuing aversions. We have fantasies, and we get involved in, you know, just whatever we're thinking, the mind goes and just... And there's a certain kind of freedom in giving into that, for sure. But there's also and some people, you know, kind of appreciate the freedom of just giving into whatever the mind does. But it's a recipe for living in a life of delusion. It's a recipe for living a life that's actually caught up in the winds of the mind. And a mind that's like a tree is one that's rooted, has a deep root, is firm, has a stability to it. And so there can still be winds going through of all kinds, but the winds are not going to bother it so much. The winds are not going to push it around so much. It's just there, and established and good. And I suppose in between that, a tumbleweed and a tree is some little plant that has little roots you know, it doesn't take a big wind to pull it up and uproot it. But it's, you know, it's there and it's grounded. So, you know, what is your mind like? Is your mind like a tumbleweed? Is your mind like a little plant that can easily be blown out? Or is it like a, you know, big oak tree or redwood tree that's solid and stable? And one of the ways to have a stable mind and discover the freedom of not being pushed around, not being caught in the winds of the mind, is to be deeply rooted in intention. So to have an intention, a kind of purpose, what you're about. So I'm here, and this is what I'm doing. And so the intention of practice, like in meditation, the intention to really be here, to be physically rooted in the present moment. And this is where you're going to be. There's a sense of purpose in being here. The mind wanders off and has all kinds of things, but the sense of purpose, you know, we stay close to it. It's here. It supports us. It's a ballast. It roots us in it. And a really big support of that is being rooted in the body. So the body's always in the present moment. So to really feel your body, be connected to the body, feel the body, the gravity as the body touches the ground or your cushion or your chair, and really kind of let that be a reference point. It might seem not so interesting compared to all the wonderful things that you can think about doing and experiencing, but to have a mind to discover how to be rooted is really good. So to be in your body, be connected to your body, have a sense of intent, sense of purpose, this is what I'm going to do. And in the same way, to have a certain kind of rootedness in your mind, to be rooted, to be kind of stable, to let the mind, to relax the mind so that it doesn't kind of just, you know, wander off easily, but just here and established. And if you can manage with changing the metaphors, You know, if you take a boat, like a motorboat through the water, for example, you know, you if you have a place you're going in the distance, like in the shore, you set the course, and you have to keep the intent. You have to keep the course and come back to the course and maintain it. But then you just let the water that comes by, that you go through, you just let it wash off the side of the boat. Just let it wash off the side of the boat. But the boat's intent, it just cuts through the water. And so the same way with our mind, we have an intent, for example, to stay with the breath, stay present here. And whatever we think about, let it be just like the water that just that washes off the side of the boat. Don't let it, don't get swayed by it or pulled into it. It's okay to think, your mind will think, but keep the course. Stay here. So be rooted, be present. The idea of rooted is a powerful metaphor. So as you practice today, you might consider the metaphor of being rooted. As you walk, as you sit, what is it like for you to be rooted here, now, and be rooted in yourself so that whatever the mind does, you don't get pushed around by it. Or you're like a boat that just doesn't get pushed around but doesn't stop for the water. Or just kind of cuts this, lets the thought just wash off and keeps the course, being here and present. So I hope you enjoy the morning. Thank you.